What does it mean to be a disciple? Hi, I'm Jordan Sullivan, the minister of music here at Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama, and we're in a series looking at how we can be committed disciples of Jesus Christ by following His Great Commission together as a church family. Our prayer is that in this season you will find greater communion with God, greater community with your fellow disciples, and greater commitment to Jesus' Great Commission. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome to Day 8 of A Disciple of Christ, A Season of Commitment. Today's devotion is titled, A Lesson in Commitment. Alan Carr once wrote, "When the call of God comes to a life, it is a call for that person to sever all ties with the past. His call is a call to a new life with new priorities and a new Lord. His call is for total commitment." Our text for today is from Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 through 9. "Now the Lord said to Abram, 'Go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land that I will show you, and I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great, so that you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and him who dishonors you, I will curse. And in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed.' So Abram went, as the Lord had told him, and Lot went with him. Abram was 75 years old when he departed from Haran. And Abram took Sarai, his wife, and Lot, his brother's son, and all their possessions that they had gathered, and the people that they had acquired in Haran, and they set out to go to the land of Canaan. When they came to the land of Canaan, Abram passed through the land to the place at Shechem, to the oak of Moreh. At that time, the Canaanites were in the land. Then the Lord appeared to Abram and said, 'To your offspring I will give this land.' So he built there an altar to the Lord, who had appeared to him. From there he moved to the hill country on the east of Bethel and pitched his tent, with Bethel on the west and Ai on the east. And there he built an altar to the Lord and called upon the name of the Lord. And Abram journeyed on, still going toward the Negev." Any student of God's Word knows that if you were to make a list of people in Scripture who were committed to God, Abraham would definitely be at or near the top of the list. Not only is he referred to as the man of faith in Galatians 3, verse 9, but he is also the only individual in Scripture to be called a friend of God. That's in James 2, verse 23. When the Israelites referred to God, they called him the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You can see that in Genesis 50, verse 24, and Exodus 3, 15. Therefore, Abraham is considered the father of us all when it comes to faith, Romans 4, 16. While Abraham made many mistakes in his spiritual journey, the summation of his life is characterized by faith, James 2, verse 20 through 24. And that pilgrimage began in heeding God's call found in Genesis chapter 12. John Walton describes God's call to Abraham. Yahweh makes the covenant initiative offer to Abram in chapter 12, verses 1 through 3. In which he asks Abram to choose. He must decide whether to abandon his land in favor of the land Yahweh offers. He must decide whether to abandon what family he still has in favor of the family Yahweh promises, against all logic, given Sarai's infertility. He must decide whether to set aside his blessing, his inheritance, for the inheritance Yahweh describes. The initiative offers much, but its cost is significant. Abram must trust Yahweh to deliver what he has offered in order to give up so much that Abram already has to gain. John Phillips provides these comments on Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 through 4. There were two movements in Abram's enlightenment. There was a revelation and a response, a statement of faith and a step of faith. It began with a statement of faith in chapter 12, verses 1 through 3. The word of God broke through into the darkness and deadness of Abram's soul as God spoke to him about a new place and a new people. Abram must begin a pilgrimage to another land. Of course, in the immediate context of history, that new land was Canaan. But Abram's enlightenment went far beyond an earthly country. Hebrews 11 tells us that he went out looking for a city that hath foundations, whose builder and architect is God. Abram's eyes were lifted heavenward from the very start. He would indeed find his place in the earthly country that formed the material focus of his vision, but his ultimate faith and hope came to rest in heaven itself. The spiritual was the reality behind the material. Thus, Abram's pilgrimage began where ours begins, with a vision of another country, a better country, a home forever blessed as the dwelling place of God. God speaks. We believe. Faith dawns. Life begins. The statement of faith was followed by a step of faith in verse 4. The original vision resulted in Abram, his father, and his family leaving Ur. But it was only partial obedience, for Abram was told to give up both natural and national ties. There has to be a complete break with the past. Partial obedience resulted in the loss of further progress, for the whole venture ground to a halt before it progressed very far. It was not until the death of Terah that the true pilgrimage began, but at least a step had been taken. A faltering step, perhaps, but a step. Abram had found the path of faith. With many a stumble and fall, with moments of triumph, with moments of defeat, with mountaintop experiences, and with dark times in the valley, with stops and starts, one moment filled with confidence, the next covered with confusion. Abraham set out to live life in a new dimension, no longer sight, but faith. As we seek to grow in our commitment to Christ, like Abraham, we need to continually take steps of faith to experience all that God has in store. Some questions to consider. How does God's call to Abraham reveal a multifaceted decision of commitment needed to follow God's will? In what ways is your faith pilgrimage similar to Abraham's? And finally, how do Abraham's shortcomings and God's patience encourage you in your journey of faith? Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.